All right, welcome to the fifth episode of the second season of Charlie and Me.
Third quarantine episode.
It's the third season. I've done that multiple times now, and I even write down in my notes every time. The third season of Charlie and Me. If you're not our friends and family, we have no idea why you're listening, but thank you. If you are our friends and family,
buckle up.
Yeah, it should be fun. I don't know
what's coming.
None of us know what's going to happen, but got a new little setup on the record, so we'll see. Maybe it sounds a little better, maybe it sounds a little worse. Either way, we're not taking feedback, so don't tell us.
Keep it to yourself.
Charlie, what'd you do over the last 2 weeks?
I was trying to think about that. What has changed in the last 2 weeks? I shaved my quarantine beard. I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
It was obnoxious. And I did it. Well, so at first I went for the trim. I was just going to trim it up. I was like, this isn't quite looking how I had envisioned. I don't know what I was thinking. And I got, itchy. And I just took off the guard and shaved one stripe of it all. I'm like, well, I guess we're going for it.
Gotta go for it now.
Yeah. And then a day later, I missed it. So I think we're going right back.
I've shaved it, and I don't miss it at all. Not one bit. I don't miss it one bit.
I regret how long I got. I should have just kept it short and neat as I was before the whole thing started, but what do you do?
Yeah, I mean, it was a fun little venture, I guess I'll call it, but then I just got really tired of scratching my face all the time.
I don't think I put two and two together on how long we were going to be like this and what my beard actually turned into when I said I was going to shave at all.
Yeah. It took a long time.
Yep. And then I became a gamer guy, a gamer dude, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, gamer boys. Gamer boys is on. Follow our Twitch channel.
We don't have one. Just don't search because you won't find it.
I really wanted to search.
I didn't want to take them, on a wild goose chase. Snipe hunt.
I mean, honestly, something to do. You could just try to look for us on Twitch. We're not there, but.
First one to find us wins.
Yeah, first people to find us on Twitch wins. There's a massive prize in all of this.
So yeah, it'll be interesting to see if I ever play after this quarantine, because I didn't before, so it'll be interesting. But it's been fun. It's been a good way to actually connect with people, because we just talk to our friends while playing. So right. That part's cool.
Right. Yeah. No, it's definitely fun. I've enjoyed it, but. I'm in the same boat. I'm not sure how much I'll play after this is all over. We'll see. I don't know. I could play a lot still. There's definitely times... living alone, you definitely have a lot of downtime.
Thinking, hungover Sunday mornings would be the worst idea.
Yeah, Sunday morning. So you're supposed to be in church, Charlie. I don't know. Other times. Other times, maybe Saturday night.
Sunday at brunch.
Sunday brunch. It's the brunch of the Call of Duty.
Yeah, so...
The brunch of Modern Warfare.
We'll see how that turns out. Trying to think. I completed another puzzle. Two puzzles, actually.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. I ordered a new one.
Did you want an award or something?
No, just a recognition. It's fine.
Okay.
Ordered a new one, so I'll be going for number 5 here. But yeah, I guess, it's hard to have a lot new going on. So you talk to people what did you do new today? I'm like, nothing.
Yeah, what did you do today?
It's the same thing when you asked me this yesterday.
Yeah, exact same thing. Haven't done shit.
Not trying to be a drag
forward.
Here, but...
No, I'm in the exact same
boat. I made a bagel instead of toast.
Yeah, I didn't even do that. I had yogurt this morning instead of just coffee.
I had really getting crazy.
Coffee. Yeah, it was pretty wild.
You can tell who just went to the store.
I had a call canceled, so I got super excited and made a drink at 4:30 instead of waited till 5.
Get out of town.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. So yeah, I'm in the same boat. Haven't had a whole lot change. I have started to hit the point where you start cleaning though. I rearranged my entire little office area. So I got a nice little setup now. I got a sit stand desk, but it's pretty much just a stand desk because I've committed to standing. I'm really tired of sitting down all the time. So I've just committed to standing, and I gotta be honest, about 4 o'clock today my back started killing. because I've been standing all day. So I was like, oh,
it's a different type of pain.
But I stuck through it. I held out till about 4:30. Then I sat down.
With a Manhattan in my hand.
Yes. Then I finally sat down.
Nice.
But yeah, nothing else has really changed. Pretty much just business as normal.
Hey, buy anything exciting this week?
My credit card company hates me. I'm not spending money anymore.
Along with everyone else.
I haven't had a bar tab in Lord knows how long. Yeah, it's insane. Now it's going to extend till the end of May for us Chicagoans.
Did it officially get announced?
Got announced minutes before I went on the podcast here. And you have to wear masks in public places if you're over 2 years old. So luckily, Charlie doesn't have to wear one when he goes out, but I will have to.
Actually, I just went to the store half an hour ago. And there's a huge sign in the doorway that says you have to be wearing a mask to enter past this point. And then they had like some stuff you could put over your face. But it looked like a plastic bag. I didn't really touch it, and I won't touch it. But I was like, I don't think you're supposed to be putting plastic bags over your head.
Put the plastic bag over your mask. Like, put it over your head. It's a bunch of suffocations in the Marianas by Charlie.
I was just like, good thing I got my own.
That's actually pretty funny. I appreciate that. I don't know. Otherwise, it's just been pretty boring. I went to the store. They don't have it all locked down like that in Chicago downtown. But it's definitely a different environment now.
I did notice they had like the one way aisle, like pattern, snake pattern, and every aisle had someone going the wrong way. So it's like, do you be the asshole and just goes, hey, and they point out at the square that says you're only supposed to go this way?
Yeah.
Or do you just say, oh, excuse me, as you walk by? I'll let you guess what I did.
Yeah, I know what you did. You did. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, sorry. Am I in your way? Let me turn around and go the other way. I'll go the wrong way for you, huh?
Yeah.
That was Charlie. No, they didn't have that at the Whole Foods I went to either. And Whole Foods is pretty progressive, so I'm a little surprised. But
I think it's just a matter of time.
Just a matter of time. You got any good jokes?
Well, I'm not done with my grocery store trip yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a joke.
So, like, it really got in the way, though, of how I shop. I shop with, okay, I get one item at a time, and it doesn't really matter where I'm at in the store. I'm very bad about planning ahead.
Yep.
So I'm just a big jump about, and man, it took me, like, twice as long to go to shop today.
I bet.
I was like, oh, crap, gotta go down a different aisle just to loop back. I was like, I was already in this aisle, but I didn't get what I needed the first time.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm trying to think, because I went to the store, and I never really know what I need. I just kind of buy things.
I need to make a list next time.
I don't really want a list. I mean, I want to burn as much time as I can. So I go to the... But I even do this when I'm not quarantined. And I'll go to the store and I'll walk in. It's a produce section. So I'm like, oh, what do I want to eat for the next week for produce? And I look around and I'm like, apples sound good. Get some apples. Oh, I should probably get some greens. And I look at the greens for like 5 minutes and don't know which ones I really want.
This one looks kind of fresh.
Yeah, okay, sure. I'll get some of this, some of that. Then you go get some meat. Then I got a meat. And once I have all that, I'm like, well, I have everything I really need now. And then I just start like wandering around and start throwing random things in my cart. And then the tally comes back and, you know, $170 later, you're good for the next 10 days.
It's like, oh, this has alcohol in it. I'll take that.
I do always. That's the last stop on the tour. You got to take a stop, go through the liquor aisle, see what you really need. I didn't really fill up last time, and now I'm kind of regretting it. But that's okay.
I do the same thing. Liquor aisle is the last aisle for me, no matter what. But lately, I've been filling my basket all the way, so I can't even put it in my basket. So I just have to walk out with it, like in my hand.
Well, why don't you just get a cart?
Into the checkout area. So it's just.
Why don't you just get a cart then?
No, because see, it's actually a good size thing. Because I'm not going to take more than one trip from my car to my apartment. And whenever I can fit in my basket, it's usually the max amount of what I can carry in one trip.
I got a life hack for you. So I did this literally the other day when I went to the store. I brought a duffel bag with me, but I drove to the store, which is only a couple blocks away. I was like, I just need to start my car and drive it around. Maybe I'll find a better parking spot when I get back. And I start my car up, I have a duffel bag in the back seat, like a big duffel bag. And then I could barely carry everything out of the store, and I would have struggled to go two blocks. Throw it in a duffel bag, piece of cake. So bring a duffel bag, throw it in the duffel bag, then you can bring it up the steps. Very easy. That's city living, if you tell me. It would have been really weird, though, to walk in with a duffel bag on, because this one has backpack straps, so it'd be really weird to walk in with a duffel bag with backpack straps walking in, like, sir, are you going to rob the place? Probably, but that's none of your business.
You're not allowed to ask that.
I have a mask on.
You have to tell me, are you a cop?
Yeah, you a cop?
You have to say.
I'm dead serious. Are you a cop? You have to say. All right. Any other stories about your trip, or is that it?
No, that's it. That's about it.
Okay. What's the first
thing? Well, actually, no, I'm just kidding.
What's it? Okay. But our podium this time, I haven't written any down. I don't think you've written any down.
Oh, no.
Our podium is the first thing you do after quarantine. First things after quarantine. I'll let you take the first one.
Oh, go to the bar for the homies, man.
Yeah, that was on mine too. I knew that was going to be the hot one.
That's the fire, yeah.
You go right to the bar. Someone's going to have a really big tab.
That bar tab's going to be awesome. We should play credit card roulette for it.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Totally happening. Credit card roulette. Someone's going to suck with a big tab. It's going to be
I wouldn't
great
care.
Night.
It's free.
I haven't been to a 4 a.m. bar in so long, but I'll consider it.
Voluntarily consider it.
Yeah, I'll be the one to bring it up. Like, hey, who wants to go to Hop Leaf? Let's go downtown.
Just saying, we can do it.
Who wants to go? Yeah, no, that's gonna be wild. Although I'm sure we're not the only ones thinking that.
Yeah.
My first thing, just go to the beach. Go to the beach.
Sit in the sun.
Yeah. Now that we're starting to get hints of the summer. Peeking through the spring here.
As it's rained all day.
Yeah, it's been pretty disgusting for the last week, so I haven't even really wanted to go outside. But otherwise, once that happens, go to the beach, sit around for like the entire day, and then go to the bar with the homies.
Get sanity.
Yeah.
Rinse off, go to the bar.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And just lay there and soak up some vitamin D.
That sounds so good. My second one is go on a golf trip.
Boom. That's a
big... I got like two canceled because of this whole thing, and I was getting really excited for them, so golfing with the buddies.
Yep. A good 36 hole day will definitely help.
Yeah, I see the courses here to open up so bad.
Yeah, no, I'm in the same boat. I had one golf trip canceled. But otherwise, I mean, potentially another trip canceled. PTO calendar's really building up now. I'm just itching to burn it.
I want to take time off.
Yeah, I want to just take a lot of time off and not ever, never mind.
That's what retire is what Grant just said.
My second one, go to a live sporting event.
Oh, yeah.
Although I feel like it's going to be a longer time until the sports actually come back full throttle.
Yeah.
Just want to go to a live sporting event, feel all the cheers around you, have a couple cold ones. Oh, that just sounds amazing.
Yeah,
I don't even care who wins. Don't even care who wins. I will go to the most random-ass sports game, too. Like, you could get me to the Rockford Ice Hogs, and I would go.
Their front row banging on the glass.
Oh, you better believe I'm getting the best seats I can to that game.
Yeah. My last one is going to someone's lake house or cabin.
Yeah.
You know, with a group.
Oh yeah. These are all like summery, just because we're in the summer mood. But it's because we also have hope that this will end soon.
Soon as in a month.
Yeah. Man, that's a good one. I've been thinking about those. I was scrolling through my phone the other day because I was a little bored, typical. And I just found so many photos from cabin trips or at a lake, at a beach, travel photos. And you're just like, oh, no.
That was fun. I remember having fun then.
I remember. Last one for me. Tough one. I didn't think I'd get this far. You also took a couple of mine. But I'm going to say literally just sitting on a patio on a Sunday afternoon, nothing to do, nowhere to be.
Just outdoor drinking.
Don't even have to be with anyone. Just sitting there, chilling.
Well, you can do that right now.
Watching the passersby. Yeah, but I mean, like, I don't have a patio that I can't see anyone.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I want, like, a bar.
Yeah. Patio.
And it'd I would like really service because cool I'm going to eat a meal, too. Want someone to bring me my meal? Bring me some nachos.
I was going to say, like, a car trip, like a road trip.
Yeah, road trip's definitely up there, too. I thought about that. But it kind of fits the travel. You said, I don't know.
Yeah.
We had a lot of travel in there.
Yeah. A lot of hanging with the gang, too.
Kicking in with the boys. The boys, yeah, but exactly. There's definitely a lot to look forward to.
We missed an obvious one, Grant. I'm sorry.
Uh oh.
Going on dates. Okay, I mean, I'm looking forward to going on dates again.
I don't know, man. Gotta have a couple first for me. I still haven't been catfished like I expected to, so.
The audience is letting us down. Everyone. Not to call them out, but like.
Not to call them out. I literally told them I was ready to be catfished, and no one has catfished me. So.
There's time.
Call it my fault, but I don't think it is. Yeah, plenty of time. Plenty of time to get catfished, but disappointing. And all of our listeners. Dates, though, on the other hand, I don't know. Maybe. I guess those sound kind of okay.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll build up to that.
I gotta talk to someone first. Hi.
Hi,
my name's Grant.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Yeah, so that's that. I think it's a good break to go into the interview.
Fun interview
lined up. We'll get it going. Now we welcome on a very special reoccurring guest. He actually did the track that just opened up this interview. So we welcome on now Joe Wacker. Joe, thanks for coming back.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
We're happy to have
you. Glad you could fit us in your busy schedule.
Yeah, you know, I'm just barely sneaking you guys in.
I know you have...
After my 5:30.
You got a nice 6 o'clock lined up, 5:45 right now, so we'll keep it brief, keep it tight. So, as you know, Charlie and I have recently become what we like to call gamer boys. We're gamer boys now. You were a gamer boy before this all quarantine lockdown started. My question is, before I get into that more deeply, my question is, what's your favorite Charlie and me gamer boy moment?
Ooh, it's so new, you know?
That's why I like it.
Not a lot to choose from.
So, it's gotta be something with Golf with Your Friends, just because that game is everything right now. It's bringing people together, it's pushing people apart in all the most beautiful ways.
It's beautiful.
So, it could be anything from... you know, memories that we had playing that game where, you know, maybe one of us pulled off a sweet shot, or memories that we didn't have because someone, maybe myself, accidentally blacked out playing Golf with Your Friends. So
I love it.
You know, so many memories and so many memories that are lost, but they still happen.
I love
it's a great game.
That's a
great
game.
It's just a free-for-all. It's a free-for-all, like, putt-putt, virtual putt-putt game. It's a blast.
Great time
playing. I have to break out and play tonight.
Maybe
it's golf, and it's with your friends. What's not to love?
It's basically Top Golf. Get a tee time and join in.
Yeah, Top Golf Friday. How you guys feel about that?
I'm in.
I'll book the tee time.
Awesome.
So follow up on that, though. You were a gamer boy before it all started. Are you a little annoyed that everyone now is deciding they're like, oh, well, here's something to burn some time. Let's play some video games. Are you annoyed now, like everyone else is doing it? Or are you just ahead of the curve?
No, not at all. I mean, the more the merrier. I've always been a pretty casual gamer since high school. You know, playing Halo was my big thing back in high school. I was a Halo guy instead of a COD guy. I still played a little bit of COD, but... and then after that, you know, in college, there was different types of games. Like, we started getting more into the PC type of gaming, like League of Legends and stuff like that.
Right.
And then, so after that, after working and stuff, I kind of game a lot less because, you know, you work and then you come home and, you know, there's not a lot of time in the day a lot of the time. So you either wind down with TV or a game. And being in this whole virus cooped up situation, it's cool that everyone else, like you guys, are taking up gaming because it brings back, you know, it feels like high school all over again. All your friends are getting online. Everyone's getting in these big chat rooms and everyone's, you know, getting super frustrated in COD or whatever together.
Exactly.
So no, the more the merrier when it comes to it. It's cool bringing back that kind of nostalgia, like big rooms of lots of people online playing.
Yeah.
If you had to pick your top three games of your life, what are you picking?
Top two are pretty easy. So I still think
Golf with Friends.
Number one, top game of all time, Halo 3.
That was a good one.
Not Halo 2.
I actually did play that one in some
Halo 2 was great. Halo 2 was my first Xbox Live experience. So, you know, playing online with all these other people. It was one of the first Xbox Live games, I think, too. But Halo 3 was just a more polished game, in my opinion. And it was just, that was like peak junior high school, just grinding every day.
Grinding.
Absolutely grinding Halo 3. Gotta get that 50, man. Gotta get all the way up in rank. Number two, which is really close to number one, is Rocket League.
Oh, yeah.
I know, Grant, you know Rocket League. Charlie, have you played Rocket League?
I've never played, but I've watched my fair share of it with Ryan.
Okay.
At the LGC.
I'm starting to play Rocket League, and man, it's fun.
It's super fun, and it's a lot like Halo, and that's what I like in games that are, I mean, it's a totally different game than Halo, but the fundamental of, it's easy to learn, like the fundamentals are easy and it's a simple game, but it's hard to master. So anyone can drive a car around in Rocket League and hit a soccer ball into a net.
Well, it's tough to hit the ball.
But then you have people like Mike that are flying around in midair, you know, his, what, 2,500 hours in the game or whatever it is. It really paid off because this dude can do some, like, gnarly acrobatic shit. So that's my number two favorite game. Number three is tough. I should pull up
Steam
library.
Yeah, see which one you played the most hours of. See what you played the most hours of.
Yeah, stay tuned. Let me pull it up.
You stay tuned. I would say
Sims is a great game. I used to play that a lot. I don't know if it's top three.
I was always a sports game guy. A lot of like Tiger Woods and football and soccer.
Freshman year, I remember you guys some Tiger Woods.
Oh yeah, we
didn't do it this year.
Well, they haven't had the Masters.
We respected the postponement. The postponement.
Yep.
But yeah, Grant and I still done that every year since freshman year.
Wow.
Like Masters on Masters Week.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, COVID's there's a couple times that I didn't make the cut to the weekend, but that's fair.
There you go.
Randalist.
All right, let's see what we got in my library. Damn, dude, I really don't know. That's
top two is good.
Top two. I'll have an honorable mention as my third. It's this game called Stardew Valley, and it's kind of like Animal Crossing.
Okay.
It's like. I don't know, it's just a really peaceful game if you're just trying to wind down. You like farm shit, you sell it, you make money, you upgrade your house, you get these little cows that you can like pet. Yeah, I just ran through that game recently. I have 100 hours in it.
Oh, man.
Which really isn't insane, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, that's like a full work week plus
like,
some.
What, 5 days?
Yeah,
it's just 5 days, 100 hours. Sure.
It's like five 8-hour days. Well, they're 5 6-hour days, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good with math.
No. Something like that.
No.
Okay, 5 8-hour days is 80 hours. I had 20 hours. So five. It's like 10, five and a half. Five and a half work days. Five and a half work days. How about that?
Jesus, we're bad at math, guys.
20 more hours.
Everyone's always like, oh, dude, you're a computer programmer. You're good at math. No, I haven't done math since freshman year of college. Computers do the math for me.
I use a calculator.
It's just over 4 days. It's 4 hours over 4 days.
Okay, whatever. I'll let you take it. Moving on.
25 times 4 is 100, so minus 1 for 24 hours a day.
Yeah, whatever you say, buddy. Joe, you're a big music...
Classic moment right there.
Yeah, you're a big music guy, too. Many people have also started to pick up, or tried to pick up, learning more musical instruments during quarantine. Myself being one of them. I'm working on the piano a little bit. It's not going as great as I would have thought, but that's all right. It's still coming along. I've learned a couple songs. Do you have any tips to someone learning an instrument, maybe in the first month or so, 2 months? I know you've probably learned it for a lot. You learned it a lot longer ago. But any tips to people currently trying to learn an instrument?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds really cliche, but practice, practice, practice. Like, it can be super frustrating. Like, super frustrating trying to learn something and not being able to do it. And even if you've, like, I played guitar for, like, 14 years, and I still struggle trying to learn some new techniques. Like, right now I'm trying to learn, like, different finger-picking techniques on acoustic guitar, and it's super frustrating because it's like, you know, you can play it, but it's you just, the muscle memory isn't there. And I think that's a big part of it, is building that muscle memory, which just repetition, you know, find one song and just keep playing it over and over and over until you have it down. Once you have it down, find a new song that's a little different, maybe a little more complicated.
Right.
And then just keep playing that over. Like, maybe what I did when learning guitar was I would toss in one earbud and I would listen to a song. And maybe I'd have like the chords laid out in front of me of what the song's chords were, and I'd try to play along to the same speed that they're, you know, the song is going. So
right.
I know, super cliche, but I guess just repetition and practice, really.
So you wouldn't recommend like just drinking a lot while you're practicing and stuff like that?
Well, I mean, that's always, that makes it more fun. It makes it more tolerable to keep practicing. So might as well. Might be harder to remember exactly what you were doing at a certain point, but
I recently
wasn't there like a study, or I don't know, maybe it was a myth, complete myth, but like if you do something drunk and you get maybe it's if you get drunk again, like that kicks in again.
That's a How I Met Your Mother episode.
Oh yeah. A study.
I knew exactly where you're going with that too, and I remember the episode.
Have you guys ever heard of something called Balmer Peak?
You've explained this to me before. Please share.
I have not. Please share.
Did I might have explained it. Maybe it was on the show, or maybe it was just in person. Anyway, so there was this guy named Steve Ballmer, and he was one of the early guys in Microsoft.
Say, he's one of
the owner of the Clippers right now.
He's one of like the wealthiest guys in the world.
Is he? Okay.
It's pretty well known.
So he kind of came up with this thing called Balmer Peak, and it's like a graph where it starts off kind of slow and then it exponentially inclines, and then after that it exponentially declines. So it's the graph represents how good you are at something in relation to your blood alcohol level. So there's a certain point of alcohol in your blood that makes you perform way better than if you were sober. But once you hit that, once you go past that point, you drop off drastically. And I feel like Balmer Peak is very relatable in bowling, golf, and maybe some type of like
Now, beer pong, I don't think
beer pong, the peak is like way at the end, though. You know, you're over the peak because... Your BAC when you're hitting that bomber peak is probably like 1.2.
There was
and then after that you start dropping off. But once you get to that or point one two or like 0.2 or something.
1.2. I was 120% alcohol. My blood is 120% alcohol.
Dude, once you're having to piss after every game, you know you're getting close.
Never forget
that. That's when you know. That's how you refill the cups in between
times if
you're still in.
At least it's
That's
sterile.
An OGC thing, is it not?
At least it's sterile. Yeah. Hey, we don't live there anymore.
When the laundry sink was like clogged, you had to pee in the beer pong cups.
No, you peed in the other side that was full of beer cans.
Yeah, you went to the other sink. There's one half the sink was for old beer cans and one was for pissing.
Yep, 100%. 120%, that's exactly how it laid out.
And if you confuse them, the person cleaning the beer cans at the end of the lease, getting a little surprise.
They put gloves on and clean that bad boy out. I remember watching them do it.
Oh, man.
Grant was definitely the one to piss the wrong side, too.
I didn't do it. I wasn't the one cleaning them up.
I can see it.
Tell me I'm not the only one to do it. I'm sure someone else did it.
I'm sure other people did too, yeah. Just putting the blame on
just
you.
Just when you're doing it, don't think about it, alright?
Don't think about it.
Yeah.
Joe, what's been like your one thing you've been like surprised about yourself during this quarantine?
I'm surprised about how not bored I've been. I've been just finding stuff to do. There's only been a couple days where I've really been not, like, just not even wanting to do anything, even though I'll be like, oh, I could do this. But really, I've been focusing on a lot of different things. Like, I started running. I haven't gone in like a week. But
that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah. Like once a week is fine.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
Just trying to get back into it, just doing a lap around Lake Calhoun. Started trying to read again. So if I can't find anything to do, I'll
the way you phrased that was so good. I'm trying to learn how to read again.
Did I say learn how to
read? No, but I threw that in there, but that's what it sounds like.
It almost feels like it though, dude. I haven't read a book in forever. It's like the cats. Working on some side projects. One of them, I'll just say the fantasy has been going well, right?
Oh, it's been going great. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens Sunday.
big movie day.
Yeah. And then music too. I've been working on recorded a couple new songs. I've been helping a friend who's writing songs. I've been doing guitars for her, and then she'll once those are finished, she'll do the lyrics and everything. And yeah, just finding stuff to do, finding projects, just trying to, again, cliche, but like better yourself and find ways to improve you. I mean, we're probably never going to experience something like, hopefully not have to experience anything like this again. So might as well take advantage of it and use this downtime to improve what things that you've been wanting to improve forever. Right. And drink a lot too. And drink every single day.
As long as you got it.
I love the optimism in that. That's good.
As long as you got it, might as well use it. So...
Right.
The last thing I got for you, I forgot it. Charlie probably has something for you though.
Joe, my last question, always like a tattoo question. I know you're already a tattoo guy. Do you have any tattoos planned up once this thing's over?
Yeah, I'm gonna get COVID across my forehead.
COVID.
I survived.
Like put it on your chest, like a built-in T-shirt, like I survived T-shirt from a theme park.
It's like a white life beater.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. And if I knew for sure, I'd already have it done.
Fair enough. Yeah.
But I really want to get something like space related. Either it be like the moon or like stars or like the galaxy or something. kind of grouped with my other tattoos on my forearm.
Okay.
Or I really, another idea, I want to get some lyrics from a Ramones song on my other arm.
Are you wearing a Ramones shirt right now?
I'm not. Remo
Drive. Oh, I can only see R.E.M.
They're around our age, from Bloomington, Minnesota. Super talented dudes. Shout out to Remo Drive.
I'm sure they're listening.
Yeah, but I want to get 24 hours to go lyrics from a Ramones song on my arm somewhere.
Right on.
Yeah, so still trying to figure out all the fine details of it, and then I'll get it. But we'll see.
Nice.
Dope.
Nice.
I remember my last question.
Do you think you're a question?
Little out of order now that Charlie already asked the closing question, but that's all right. Charlie brought it up. You weren't on yet, but he brought up basically that he missed dating. So, quarantine dating. We're going into it real quick. Charlie and I aren't dating anyone. I don't know about your situation or anything, Joe, but do you have any pointers? We're going to ask everyone that comes on for the rest of quarantine, pointers for dating in quarantine. Boom. And you don't have to share any about your personal situation. Just generals are good. Just generals are good.
That's a good question. I don't know if I'm exactly the right person to ask, but dating during quarantine, I say.
So what would you want? Like, we'll rephrase the question. If someone was to ask you on a date in quarantine, what's the best way to do it? There you go.
So there's a right answer, which would be, hey, I'm going to respect social distancing, and I don't want to get anyone sick. And so I'm going to stay in, and we should do this teleconference thing. But all I'm going to say is sometimes something comes up where you got to do it. Go do it.
That's a great answer. I like it. I like it.
So that'll be my response there.
I like it a lot. Do you have any questions for us before we go into the game?
Yeah, what time are we playing Top Golf tomorrow?
7:30.
I'm free anytime after 5.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock? Central time?
Central Standard Time.
In the morning?
Yeah, you guys are in Chicago and I'm in Minnesota, so our time zones are so messed up.
Yes.
I work with a couple people from Minnesota and I can never get on the same schedule as them.
Yeah, right.
My breakfast crazy. Is their lunch. My lunch is their dinner.
Halfway across the world.
Their supper's my dinner. I'm so confused.
Speaking of like breakfast, dinner, so my dinner like last night, I think it was, or I don't know, sometime this week, I didn't know what I was running low on food. I knew I didn't want to go out to go pick up food, so I made like just these noodles, like chicken flavored noodles. It's like more of a side dish, but I just had that as my main dish at like 4:45. I was still really hungry after that. This is all I had to do for the day too. Really hungry after that, so I popped a bag of popcorn. Had that at like 5:30. Still starving after that, so I made some pancakes and called that a night.
Damn.
Loaded.
Yeah, I guess that's another question I have for you guys is, what's been your big quarantine meal, like, go-to? Or have you ventured out and tried cooking something different? Or has it been noodles and popcorn and pancakes?
I like to consider myself an okay chef. A cook? Cook. Right. I'm not a chef.
I can cook a little bit. Every Saturday is steak night at my house. So,
steak night
every Saturday, we do that.
Beautiful.
I'm really craving a burger, so I have to cook a burger soon.
I went and bought a burger because I was just like, it gets really greasy in my pan because I don't have a grill or anything. And then it kind of sucks to make here, so I just went and bought one because I'm lazy. But otherwise, you know, just like the pork chops, chicken. I eat a lot of the other red meat, I guess, if you will. Or the white meat, whatever it is.
It's 2020. I don't see colors.
Just meat.
Yeah, it's 2020, dude. It's just meat. We don't talk about color.
Okay. I eat a lot of meat. I've made some pizza dough and whatnot. I've seen some of the stuff that you've made on pizza dough, and then I made a couple loaves of bread, but I'm not posting it on Instagram like everybody else, so it hasn't been too wild.
Shots fired.
Yeah, dude, you should though. Post it up. I want to see it.
I'll send you a picture.
A name?
What? I don't have any names. You know how many loaves of bread get posted on Instagram a day now?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, do I call someone out right now?
I have no one to call out, but when you see a loaf of Instagram,
join the call.
Loaf of Instagram.
Graham, I post food all the time. Just post it. Just it feels good, man. It feels so good.
I just like to eat it, man.
Just post it.
Only reason I learned to cook was learned to eat. Was to eat. That was it. That was it. All right. We got a good.
I'll be looking for your bread post.
All right. I'll send it to you, but I'm not going to post it. I guarantee it.
Post it for him.
Yeah, I'll story it for you.
Whatever works for you. We got a good game lined up.
On air, Grant, go ahead and give Joe your login and information so he can do it for you.
I don't even know my login information. For Instagram? I have no idea. When's the last time you actually logged into Instagram?
That is valid. It's just there for you.
It just opens up and I go click on people's pictures that I haven't talked to in 30 years.
And the occasional Instagram model, right?
Yeah, the occasional, yeah. Or the occasional one. You kidding me? My entire feed's like Instagram models. I don't even know what happened. You go down a dark rabbit hole at some point, and you just never go back. We do have a fun game lined up to wrap it all up. The game is Would You Rather. So Charlie and I have come up with Would You Rathers on the spot, make you answer them. We'll answer them too, and then we make you come up with one to wrap us up. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Let's do it.
Charlie?
I'll go first.
Yeah, all right.
Would you rather be deaf or mute?
I would rather
be mute.
Deaf. Ooh, wait a second. Then music? I'd rather be mute.
I'd rather be mute because, like, I don't know. Most of the things that come out of my mouth aren't worth saying anyway, so it's probably better.
I love it. Yeah, I'd rather be mute. Easy.
It's probably better. I can't say.
I could just.
Yeah.
I would need to hear. I would, because if I need my hearing. I feel like that's important to me.
You brought up a good point to music. Yeah, I agree. I'd go mute too.
Okay. Nice.
Would you rather? I gotta think about this for a second because I didn't prepare it like I should have.
I can see Grant struggle here.
I'm already trying to think of one for myself.
Would you rather have to live on a deserted island for 30 days, or have to live? This is tough. I had it in my head. It was ready to go. Or have to live homeless in a city for 30 days. 20 days. We'll shorten it. 20 or 30.
Do we get food on the deserted island?
You're not guaranteed anything in either. Just that you have
then
to do it.
Homeless in the city.
I'm going deserted.
I would say city, because I know that it would be easier to guarantee that you'd be okay. Whereas if you're on an island, like, yeah, it would be, you'd have to learn to fish, you'd have to start a fire, the weather could be bad.
You have to get the supplies somehow to do all that stuff.
Could have animals that are not nice.
I think I'm going to stick with the island. It just sounds like more fun to me. I don't know. Being homeless in the city sounds terrible. All the concrete.
Gotta watch out for those crabs.
Yeah, if you're in San Diego, I would choose San Diego. You can sleep on the beach.
True. Yeah, I mean.
Then you get the best of both worlds.
I don't think you get to choose this
tropical area. Dude, okay, if it's Minneapolis in the winter, I'd say island.
You would die in Minneapolis in the winter.
Yeah, dude, I don't know how some like homeless people can do it.
I have no idea.
You need a really good coat, to say the least. All right, my turn.
Yeah.
God.
That's tough.
It's not always as easy to come up with a spot.
Give me a minute here, right? I think I'm on to something.
Okay.
We've had some really bad ones, so I wouldn't really worry about the quality.
Okay, yeah. I got it. Would you rather only be able to listen to Friday by Rebecca Black, the only song you can ever listen to for the rest of your life, but you get to marry Dua Lipa?
Ooh.
Or would you rather be able to listen to any song in the world, but you'd have to marry Rebecca Black?
Damn. This is one of the better ones that's ever come up, but I'm going straight with being able to marry Dua Lipa. Don't care. I don't care if I have to listen to Friday, gotta get down on Friday. No. Yeah, I'm cool with that. Yeah, I'm cool with that. If I get to marry Dua Lipa.
Oh, man. That song sucks.
Yo, but get your almost Friday ready,
kids. I know what my answer would be.
Can I get a divorce?
With Dua Lipa? With Dua Lipa?
No, I'm saying I listen to all other music and have to marry Rebecca Black.
Oh, okay.
All right. Hey, man, she's a nice girl.
She seems nice.
The thing is,
I fucking love Friday by Rebecca Black. So I would take that in a heartbeat because I'd be married to Dua Lipa.
Oh, yeah.
Which...
You can't listen to any of her music.
Yeah.
Nothing else matters at that point. If you're married to Dua Lipa, fuck everything else. It doesn't matter.
I don't care what I'm listening to. As long as I can... As long as she gets to, like, at least talk... She gets to talk to me, right? She doesn't have to sing. Yeah. She's got a really great British accent, though. Great.
Spot on. Wait, isn't she Australian?
I don't know what she is. They don't have the same.
She's your wife, man. She's your wife.
You might want to learn this before you guys get married.
Before we get married, I'm sure.
She's 5'8". No, just kidding.
she weighs 143 pounds.
In the morning.
What? Why would you? All right, whatever. All right, Joe. This is where we're gonna cut it. No, right, man.
Joe, thank you very much.
Thanks for coming on. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me again.
All right, that was Joe Wacker. A lot of fun. High energy guy, and anyone who's looking to get into gaming or music or computers or girls, talk to Joe, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's wrap this sucker up. Grant, quote us.
Whether you can or you can't, either way, you're right. Henry Ford.
Touché. Today, I will be as useless as the G in lasagna.
Deuces. I love lasagna.